Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Palestine Laboratory by Antony Lowenstein investigates how decades of Israeli rule over Palestinians have shaped a powerful security and technology ecosystem that is marketed globally. Framed as a work of reported political analysis, the book connects military doctrine, intelligence practices, surveillance tools, and border enforcement methods to an export industry that sells products and expertise to governments and agencies worldwide. Lowenstein argues that occupation is not only a geopolitical reality, but also a testing environment where techniques of control are refined, operationally proven, and later promoted as effective solutions for other states facing unrest, migration, or security threats. The narrative situates these exports within broader trends, such as the growth of private security contractors, the normalization of mass data collection, and the post-9/11 expansion of counterterrorism paradigms. By linking Palestine to a global marketplace for policing and monitoring, the book invites readers to reconsider how modern security is built, branded, and politically justified. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, occupation as a testing ground for security innovation. A central topic is the idea that long-term control over a captive population creates conditions where new security practices can be trialed, iterated, and normalized. The book explores how systems such as checkpoints, permit regimes, biometric identification, extensive intelligence networks, and layered physical barriers become part of an integrated governance model. Lowenstein presents this as a laboratory dynamic techniques are applied in real-world conditions. Outcomes are measured through operational feedback, and tactics are refined over time. He emphasizes that this is not limited to hardware, like drones or sensors, but includes doctrine and operational culture, including how threats are defined, how suspicion is operationalized, and how civilian spaces become securitized. The argument links this testing environment to commercial value because products that have been used in live deployments are marketed as proven solutions rather than experimental tools. The topic also raises ethical and legal questions about the relationship between innovation and rights, suggesting that what is framed as security progress may depend on coercive governance structures. In this framing, the occupation becomes not only a political conflict, but a driver of an exportable security model. Secondly, the global marketplace for surveillance and control technologies. Another key topic is how Israeli firms and state-linked actors participate in a worldwide market for surveillance, intelligence, and border technologies. The book outlines how digital monitoring, spyware capabilities, data analytics, facial recognition, and network interception fit into a broader industry that sells comprehensive security solutions. Lowenstein connects these tools to the demand created by governments seeking to manage dissent, track populations, and harden borders, often under the language of counterterrorism or public order. He also explores how sales happen through trade shows, diplomatic relationships, security partnerships, and the reputational appeal of operational experience. The theme extends beyond Israel alone, positioning the country as an influential node in a global security supply chain where private companies, investors, and government clients interact. This topic highlights how security becomes a product category with metrics, marketing, and client success stories, while public oversight frequently lags behind. The book pushes readers to consider how technologies designed for one context travel into others with different legal constraints and political cultures, and how exported tools can reshape governance by making continuous monitoring and predictive policing easier to implement at scale. Thirdly, border regimes and the internationalization of the wall model. Lowenstein devotes attention to borders as both physical infrastructure and political strategy. The book examines how fortified barriers, checkpoint systems, remote sensing, and integrated command centers are packaged as templates for states seeking to manage migration, smuggling, or perceived security threats. The emphasis is on the blending of architecture and technology fences and walls paired with sensors, cameras, databases, drones, and rapid response units. The topic argues that the lessons drawn from the Israeli-Palestinian context are exported as a coherent approach to territory and movement, often presented as modern, efficient, and humane compared to older forms of force. The book challenges that branding by focusing on the human consequences of restriction, fragmentation of communities, and the creation of permanent exception zones where ordinary rights are curtailed. It also discusses how the border industry benefits from fear-based politics, where crises drive procurement and reduce scrutiny. By tracing how barriers and surveillance packages travel internationally, the book shows how border control becomes a lucrative field and a model of governance, influencing democracies and authoritarian regimes alike. The result is a portrait of borders as a rapidly growing site where technology, politics, and profit converge. Fourthly, diplomacy, alliances, and the politics of security credibility. A further topic is how security exports shape international relationships and how geopolitical alliances are reinforced through shared policing and intelligence frameworks. The book considers how training programs, intelligence cooperation, and arms and surveillance sales can open doors for diplomatic normalization, commercial partnerships, and political support in international forums, allowing decision makers elsewhere to justify purchases and partnerships. This topic also examines how security relationships can function as a bridge across ideological divides, enabling cooperation with a wide range of regimes when mutual interests align around stability and control. The book highlights that such partnerships may also diffuse accountability, because deals are often protected by secrecy, national security exemptions, or complex corporate structures. The political effect can be a narrowing of debate, where criticism of surveillance or militarized policing is met with claims of necessity, professionalism, or counterterrorism urgency. By foregrounding diplomacy and reputation, Loewenstein frames the export of occupation-linked practices not only as commerce, but as a mechanism that reshapes global alignments and normalizes certain approaches to internal governance. Lastly, human rights, accountability, and the normalization of permanent security. The book also centers the question of what happens when extraordinary security measures become routine policy, both in Israel-Palestine and in importing countries. Loewenstein explores how mass surveillance and restrictive movement regimes can be framed as temporary responses to danger while in practice becoming permanent infrastructure. This topic looks at accountability gaps that arise when military and intelligence tools migrate into civilian administration, especially when oversight institutions lack technical capacity or political independence. It also considers the role of corporate actors, whose incentives may prioritize market expansion over rights protections, while government clients may prefer systems that increase control with minimal transparency. The discussion points to the difficulties faced by journalists, activists, and civil society groups attempting to document abuses, push for regulation, or secure remedies for those harmed by surveillance and coercive policing. At a broader level, the topic warns about the normalization of a worldview where everyone is a potential suspect and where data collection is treated as inherently beneficial. Loewenstein argues that the stakes are not only privacy but democratic practice itself, because pervasive monitoring can chill speech, undermine assembly, and entrench unequal treatment. The theme invites readers to evaluate security claims against rights, legality, and long-term social costs. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in international politics, surveillance, military and intelligence industries, human rights advocacy, and the ways technology reshapes everyday governance. It is also valuable for policy professionals, journalists, and students who want a structured account of how security tools are developed, sold, and legitimized across borders. The benefit to a reader's life is primarily analytical. It helps clarify the connections between faraway conflicts and the devices, contracts, and doctrines that increasingly appear in ordinary civic spaces, from airports to city streets. By mapping the pathways of influence, the book can sharpen a reader's ability to evaluate official narratives about safety, identify conflicts of interest in procurement, and recognize how exceptional measures become normalized. Compared to similar books that focus narrowly on a single piece of spyware or a single conflict timeline, Loewenstein aims for a broader synthesis that links occupation, commerce, diplomacy, and ideology. That scope makes it worth buying for those who want a big-picture framework rather than isolated case studies. Even readers who disagree with the thesis can use it as a rigorous prompt to interrogate how modern security is marketed and what costs are quietly transferred to vulnerable communities. If you would like to support Anthony Loewenstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.